Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Reish Ayin, continuing Hilchas Chanukah, and we are in the middle of the Ramah in Sif Beis, where the Ramah now says as follows: Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Lechol Gvina B'Chanukah. I don't say that you should eat cheese on Chanukah. It doesn't say Sufganiyot. Interesting. It says you should eat cheese. Maybe have Milchika Sufganiyot. Lefi Shanes Nase B'Chalav, because the Nase was done with dairy, with really cheese, as we're going to see. Shechila Yehudis es ha'oyeg. Because Yehudis went ahead and fed the oyeg, the enemy, otherwise known as Haliforni. Haliforni, he was the general. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Yud. Shechila Yehudis. He ha'isa bito she'yochechon going gadol. There are different versions of this medrash, of this story, where she was the bas of Yochanan going gadol, Yehudis. She happened to be an almana. And there was a gzeira that all arusos would have to go ahead and be tiboyal. They'd have to have bia with this nasty general, Haliforni, and she went ahead and fed this evil general cheese, got him drunk, because then he wants to drink, because he eats cheese, and then he drank cheese and wine, the shechuso. She chopped off his head, and when they saw that his head was chopped off, they all ran away. Again, there are different versions of this Maisa with Yehudis, but that's basically the idea, and that's what we saw before yesterday, that the Nase was done al Yada. Continue weiter. Sif Gimel. Ein maspidin bahem ella lechacham b'fanav. He says as follows. Ein maspidin bahem ella lechacham b'fanav. There's no hesvedim, as we saw yesterday, on Chanukah, except, though, there's one exception, for a chacham b'fanav. If you're being maspid, a chacham in front of it. Now, b'fanav doesn't necessarily mean b'fanav. It could mean when you first have a shmua, but the idea of chacham b'fanav, that's the only time a hesved is allowed. What exactly is the definition of a chacham? What exactly is the definition of b'fanav? It's not for us right now. Ramah, v'ein misaninin yoim shemeis bo av o'aim. And also, we did not go ahead and fast on a yahrzeit for a mother or father. People have a minhag to fast on a yahrzeit. So we don't go ahead and do that. Right? Similarly, like say on Chol HaMoed, same type of thing. The Tainus Chalon de Chanukah. And also, we did not have a Tainus Chalon on Chanukah. Even though, Meikar Adin, Tainus Chalon is something that you could have even on Shabbos. Ayin Lael, Simon Tav. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Bein Mistaninin. Adam El Sif Aleph. Like we saw in Sif Aleph, there's no Tainus. Vim Avar V'Hisana Yom Shemesbo Avid V'Imo Tainus Chalom. The person was over and he did fast. So then, Sarech L'Mesav Tainus L'Tanisa Achar Chanukah. Then as a makeup or like a kapara for the Tainus that you had on Chanukah, you have to make up another Tainus after Chanukah. Check out the Rechaim was a little different approach, the halacha with respect to this, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah bottom lines it over here. And then we continue weiter in the Ramah, and he says, "Ulinin sibuk hadin." Sibuk hadin, if you ever have been to a funeral, you see on the way they're matzik hadin. There's a whole ceremony of sibuk hadin, which is basically a longer version of Baruch Dayan Emes, but it goes through there's a whole mahalach there, and you don't do that on Chanukah. Ayin Lael Bilas Rosh Chodesh, he says. Check out in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, where that's where we bring down this halacha of not having the Tzidik Hadin, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Siman Tav Chaf Bhaga Ayin Lekaman Siman Tav Reish Pei Gimel, and also we'll see right there on this in Siman Tav Reish Pei Gimel. Look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkat of Yedbeis Ayin Leel B'Chilas Rosh Chodesh Shesham Kasav She'ein Omrim B'Yom She'ein Omrim B'Tachlin. There we saw that on days we don't say Tachlin, we don't say Sifik Hadin. V'Chein LeKamon Siman Tav Reish Pei Gimel Ayin Shem In Hilchos Purim Aval Afneim L'Achreim. Now, what about before and after Chanukah? So we already talked about that yesterday. So he says Nira Deil L'Hachmir Leyin Sifik Hadin. There we're not Machmir with respect to Sifik Hadin. Before and after Chanukah, we'll do it. Ayin LeKamon Siman Tav Reish Pei Vav Leyin Hespei Gufar BeMekilin. Because we'll see that when it comes to Hespei itself, many are makel before and after, as well as we pointed out yesterday. like those poskim that are machmir behesped lefneim, that are machmir not to have hespedim the day before Hanukkah, memela gam tidi kadin ein lomar, and memela that would mean that you would not go ahead and have tidi kadin as well. However, for sure, the day after Hanukkah, the vada ein lahachmir, you don't have to be machmir, but you chol lomar tidi kadin, and you can say tidi kadin v'chei kasav haprim gadim. This is the prima gadim actually right. Then he says, Avelus l'kulei alma noy b'chanukah. Avelus, unlike Purim, which is a machlokes, in Mechaber and Ramah, we'll see, Avelus is totally noyeg, fully on Chanukah. Unlike Purim, Chanukah is not nidivrei Kabbalah. So it's, Avelus is not nidche in any fashion on Chanukah. Onein pater miner Chanukah, and Onein, who's pater in mitzvahs, is pater in Chanukah. There's a shikul chiddush there because there's an added aspect in Chanukah in that it is not just a regular mitzvah, it's also pesumei nisa. So maybe midin the mitzvah shabo, they're pater, but the midin the pesumei nisa, maybe the chay of the oinein, but the oinein is still pater. Minir chanukah, because of Eliyahu Rabba, the ishto tadlik. So an oinein should have his wife be madlik. And as normally we say that a woman does not like, as we'll see. And even though all the bnei beso does like, the wife does not like ishto kegufo. But in this case, when the husband is an ovel, so Eliyahu Rabba writes, that the ishto, his wife, should be madlik. And whether he can answer amen, that is already yeshdeos baposkim. Okay, whether the onen is allowed to answer amen, ayin biyardeya simen shin mem aleph. As v'nira, dim ein ishto imo v'hu yechidi babayis. It appears to him, let's say he doesn't have his wife, and he's by himself in his home. So should he light in the home? He's all by himself. He's an onen. So look what he says. Yad lekaneros the pursuing nisa below bracha. He says he should light. Ah, onen is pater. He says he's not lighting. Again, you don't say the mitzvah, you don't say the birchas ha-mitzvah with it, but you just still light it as presume nisa in the first day of the neis from your bias. Cheresh she'ena shomei avu medaber, a cheresh who doesn't hear but he talks, he is chayiv b'ner Chanukah, he is chayiv b'ner Chanukah duhu kepikeach chol dvar. So the cheresh that we're talking about that's pater is a cheresh that's eno medaber ve'eno shomei. But a cheresh that is medaber v'eno shomei, he is considered like a total bardas, and he is chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Taf Reish Ayin Aleph. Seder Halakas Ner Chanukah U'Mekayim HaNachasoy. So we're now up to the halachas of going ahead and lighting, how one lights the Ner Chanukah and where he places it. And here we go. We're going to be 8 Se'ifim. So it's going to go through today, tomorrow, next day. Aleph. Tzarafli Zarim Ol Halakas Ner Chanukah. A person has to be very careful to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah lights. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Tzarech Lizarev Chulei, Varinam B'Gemara, Haragil, Bener, Havi, right? The one who is accustomed to lighting, Havi Loi Banim, Talmidei Chachamim, one who is accustomed to the lights, namely Shabbos and Chanukah lights, that's what Rashi says, he's going to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim, Shnemar Kiner Mitzvah V'Tayra Or, Uperish Rashi, Alzeh. Ner Mitzvah, what are the Ner Mitzvah we're talking about? That of Shabbos and Chanukah. So, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have to be very careful. Even an ani is someone who is supported by the kupa shel tzedakah, by the tzedakah, he also is obligated, if the kupa doesn't go ahead and take care of him, he is obligated to go ahead and shoel, to actually go door to door and borrow money. Or sell his clothes, and go ahead and obtain oil to go ahead and light the Chanukah lift. What's the pshat? Yishum pirsume nisa. This is because of pirsume nisa, so therefore the ani is obligated. Sifkatan gimel, shoel al ha psachim. He would have to go ahead and go door to door to try to, okay, to got to borrow money. O mochek suso, o maskir atzmo, or sell his clothes, or rent himself out, meaning hire himself out to make money. However, unlike as we're going to see coming up now in the next sif, that we light the Mahadran and the Mahadran, right? One light and we keep adding another light. The halacha that an ani has to go ahead and sell his clothes or borrow money is only for the Iker mitzvah, which is one candle every night for the whole family. But now we come to the actual mitzvah, the way you're supposed to do it. And Baruch Hashem, we could all minimally afford at least the cheap wax candles. We could probably also afford the oil as well. One less burgers bar. Sifkat and Beis. Kama Neris Madlik. How many lights do you light on Hanukkah? On Hanukkah, he says. But Laila Rishon, again, this is Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, as you all know. But Laila Rishon Madlik Echad. For the first night, you light one candle. Kav Eilech Meisif Ohelech. And every day you continue adding a candle. Echad B'chol Laila, one candle each night is added. Ab Shebelel Achron, until the last day, how many candles do you have? You Shmona, you have 8 candles lit in your home. And he says, Afil im rabin b'nei abayis. And this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Even if there are many that live in the home, still, lo yaliko yosef. So, he paskins that you should not go ahead and light more than however many days it is of Chanukah, that's how many candles you light. The first day 1, second day 2, third day 3, and that's how many you light in your house. No matter how many kids you have, that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. However, we don't do that. Ashkenazim, haga, the yesh omrim, the chol echad im neabayis, yabed. However, the Yesh Omrim says that everyone with Nehabayis goes ahead and is madlik. Now, it's interesting. It says here, the Rambam, Harambam. It's not so posh, this is the Rambam. And if it would be the Rambam, it would be a very interesting scenario where the Mechaber would be paskining like Tosos and the Ramah would be paskining like the Rambam. Very rare scenario like that. But anyway, if Ian Shear will, Hanukkah, maybe we'll go through this. We'll see this is really not the Rambam Shita Pashas. But anyway, the Yesh Omrim, the Chol Echad im Nehabayis Yadlik. However, it is the opinion of the Ramah brought down here, of the Yesh Omrim, that everyone in the home should light their own Chanukah candles, which would mean everyone would have one and then add another one each day. All of the Ne'abites. The Chayin HaMinag Pashu, he says, this is the minag that has spread to all of Ashkenaz Jewry. The Yizaru Litein, Kol Achad V'Yechad, Erosav Mokom Yuchad. Everyone should be careful, though, to go ahead and have their candles in a separate, distinct Mokom, Kedei Shia Heker, so there'll be a Heker, Kama, Neros. Good luck. If everyone goes ahead and bunches all their candles up together, it won't be a heker to see how many days of the days of Chanukah it is. So if you have, let's say, the third day, but you have all the Bnei Bayis bunching all their candles together, you won't see 3. And it's obviously you'll be lacking in the full-blown Persume Nisa. Okay? And you're all asking, so how do we go ahead and do it in Yeshiva? We all put it up on a table, and we put it all there together. Good kasha. We'll talk about it more. Again, the difference between inside and outside, and things like that. But right now, you're talking about, okay, when you're going and you're lighting, so there should be a heker to establish the presuming nis of which day of Hanukkah it is. And you can only do that when you separate and keep the Chanukiyot nice and separate. The truth of the matter is, if you have a Chanukiyah, it makes things very, you know, that itself creates the heker, because you have a separate menorah that will distinguish it from the others. Let's move weiter. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Balid. He says, Mikan the Eilech. So, every day you add another candle. That's how we light. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's the same no matter how many people you have in the home. Then he says, V'mein yado maseges rak l'nerechad. V'chol laila. Let's say all he has enough is for one candle for every night, low. That's all he has. One candle for him and his whole family. Meaning he has 8 candles. That's all he has. So, yotza bezeh midina. Okay? He'll be yotze midina, because he has the ikar mitzvah, which is one candle every single night. And this shiur of Shulchan Aruch of one, and then adding one every day, urak lemisha yado maseges, someone who can go ahead and afford it, the yos Mahader min hamahadrin, someone who could afford it or get his hands on it. Let's say you're in a place where no candles around, nothing around, all you have are 8 candles somewhere, there's some island or whatever, and that's all you could do. So you light one each day to the Isa bi Gemara. Sif katan hey, echad b'cholayla, you add one each night. Now, he says, what happens if you don't have 8 candles, but you have what? 9 candles. And yesh lo tesha neiros, so now you have 9 candles. So you have 9 candles according to Shulchan Aruch. What do you do with that extra candle? Because you only have enough for one every single night. What do you do with the extra one? So he says, Yadlik b'lel sheni shtei neros. So you light on the second day, shtei neros. Even though on the third day you're going to go back to only lighting one, at least on the second day you could do that in the Mahajim and the Mahajim. And he says, v'mieshlo eser neros. But now it gets a little complicated. Let's say now you have 10. So 10, you're going to be in trouble. Why? Because you light on the second night too, but you're not going to have enough. You don't have 11, so you can't light 3 on the third night. So what should you do there? You shouldn't wait for the third day to do what? To do 3. Because maybe you'll say like this. I'll do 1 on the first day, 1 on the second day, and then three on the third day. No, you don't do that. Second day, you do two. Well, shlishi, that's it. Lo yavnik shdayim, you shouldn't light two because that doesn't make any sense. Rak achas. And that extra candle you could use for next week's havdalah. Okay, weiter. Let's move on. Sif katan vav. Ad shibalel acharon. Until you have on the last day, eight candles. Again, according to Shulchan Aruch, regardless of how many live in the home. And he says, Umisha ain't lo shaman harbe. Let's say you have a person who doesn't have that much oil. So then what you should do is, you shouldn't go ahead and split it up evenly, but rather, yitain be'echad shemen kashir. You have to make sure to have the full-blown shear, at least in one of them, v'amosa yichalek l'chulam. And the rest to spread out. Meaning, if you have not enough, then you're going to be able to have at least one candle that's going to light and it's going to last for the, as we're going to see, the prescribed amount of kadesh, ad sheyichle regel min hashuk, a half hour long, we'll see whatever the shear is. So what you should do is make sure to fill up at least one kos, one candle, one ner, so that you have the ikar mitzvah, ner echad lebeso. And the rest you'll split up, even though it might not have the shear. That's what he says. Yitain be'echad shemen kashir, v'amosa yechalei v'chulam. The rest you'll split up. Shemiyasa l'kulam b'shaveh, because if you go ahead and you split it all up equally, lo yavnik afilu echad kashir. You're not even going to light one kashir, and you're not going to be yotzei the kor mitzvah. V'im yesh lo shemen b'tzimtzum al kolash v'ra yamim l'chaveh ro'in l'klum. What happens if you have enough shemen to do exactly for your own family, the Mahajan and the Mahajan, but your friend doesn't have any? So what should you do? Better you light only Meikar Adin without the Mahajan and the Mahajan and give your friend? Or no, I got to go ahead and do my Mahajan and the Mahajan, and my friend, that's his issue. So he says, in such a situation, it's better that he should go ahead and do what? Light every day one and give his friend, that his friend can also have Chanukah Lecht. All you need is one. And again, obviously the mitzvah is mahajim and mahajim, but if it's between your friend not having any, you go ahead, big chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, you go ahead and you give it to your chaverim that or chaver that needs the Chanukah Lecht, the Shemen, etc. And he goes on now and he says, the Dafka Kesha Chaver ain't on the Beisa. And we're talking about giving up your oil. We're talking about a friend that's not part of your home. Or she'enu sam b'chal shulchana. Or he's not supported by you. Aval imu b'nei beso. If he's part of his home, or he's living by you and supported by you, mutav shiyu yehu mea mahadrin. Then it's better that he should be the mahadrin. The others will just be yotzei with him. Because, again, you know, you have at least the mahadrin and the mahadrin of the, that you should have at least the mahadrin and the mahadrin of the shulchan aruch. And the others in the bayis won't light like the minag harabah. Sif katan zayin, yiyu shmona, you'll have eight. The mashemen ubi yoker. What happens if oil is very expensive? Mutav lahazik b'nera shava, it's better, it's interesting shayla. Let's say you could do with oil, but not do mahajim na mahajim. Or you could do mahajim na mahajim with wax candles. So that's what he says. He says, the mashemen ubi yoker, if the shemen is very expensive, it's better that he should be madlik b'nera shava with wax candles, and be able to add a candle each night, kemoshe kasud b'fnim. Like it says here, that's better than doing the mahadrin of Shemen Zayas. Right? Because it's more mahudar to use Shemen Zayas than wax candles. But that mahadrin of Shemen Zayas doesn't outweigh the mahadrin and the mahadrin, which is part and parcel and defined as part of the mitzvah to go ahead and be mosif v'holech every single day. According to the Shulchan Aruch, all you do is have one candle added each night for the whole household. Bein b'layla b'shona, bein b'shar lelos. Okay. We're talking about the first night or the other nights. Da'kol, according to Shulchan Aruch, ha'kol negrarim eitzel abal bayis. Everyone follows the abal bayis. Afilu banav agdoilim, even his older sons, who misharsem and those that serve him in the house. Kevan jeng smuchim al shulchano, v'kvias, since they are supported by him in a kavua way, hein b'chlal b'nei beso, they are considered part of his household. So anyone who's living by you and supported by you, even if he's an adult child, or even if he's a person who's not your child, but he is a boarder who's living by you, then according to Shulchan Aruch, all you do is light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 each night for the whole mishpacha, for the whole bnei beso, for the whole bias. It's one bias, and you add a candle each day for the bias. That is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah brings down the Yesh Omrim that everyone lights. Levadi says, Meishto, except for his wife, who is Kigufo, Dika Gufo, Isho Kigufo, Okay. Also, we'll talk more about girls. Girls in single girls. Also, in many places here in Eretz Yisrael, the girls don't light. We'll talk more about that at a later time. I'm sure all your sisters light. All your sisters light. Yes. Yeah. Everyone lights. Not so posh here in Eretz Yisrael. Beis Yankiv girls, they don't light. What's that all about? We'll talk about it another time. Tifkatan Yud Yadlik Hainu Kamosha Kasud Lael Besif. Okay, Besif Beis. Like we saw earlier in Sif Beis, that Kol Echad Beabayis Yadlik. Okay, namely, what does that mean? The Yosef Ahilech Ner Echad B'Cholayim. We saw in Sif Beis that everyone goes ahead, not only lights, but everyone goes in and lights and adds a candle each night. And he says, and if you do not, okay, have enough cash for all of that, then everyone should go ahead, however much you have, however much money you have, at least minimally everyone in the family should light one candle. They could have the Bala Bayis adding one each night, and have the other ones just adding one candle if that's all you got. And again, these halachas are relevant. If you run out of candles, you can't get candles, that's it. You know, even if you have bisman hazeh, we can afford it, but sometimes, for whatever reason, you're not going to be around candles. And these are halachas important to know. Adkan.
Theoretically, be able to say you can only afford enough oil for one.